So here we are, All Saints. Happy All Saints Day. Hopefully you're having a good day so far. Tomorrow we also celebrate, so we start this evening and we continue on. So no matter what happens in these next few days, this year's election, many people are going to be disappointed, right? We probably all realize that with the result. There's going to be some of us that are happy and some of us that are sad. Many people are looking to the political process as a way to protect them, to validate their life, the way that they live. And they want to be affirmed. We all want to be affirmed in our beliefs, right? We want to see our side win. We want our politicians to support projects and agendas that we agree with. But democracy doesn't ensure these things. It only ensures that we get to participate in the process. What are we going to do if our candidate loses or doesn't win? If we feel like our party has lost, or if we feel like our political hopes have been dashed, how are we going to endure that? Well, I'd say one thing is for sure, we're Minnesotans, so we know how to lose. We're pretty good at it, so we have that going for us. But what are we going to do? How are we going to endure this? In all seriousness, how much are we putting our hope in politics to solve our problems, to get us through the virus, to allow us to live as we feel we want to? I'm not saying we can't hope for these things. I'm also inviting you to not despair if Christ allows you to experience disappointment in this realm of politics or worldly stability. If God allows our nation to be tied up in pettiness or division or chaos, all the more do we need to seek and strive to go deeper in our union with Christ. We're not the first to experience what feels like a crumbling world or a violent world or a world of disunity. Consider how many saints have gone before us and have lived through similar events or much worse ones. Consider Catherine of Siena. Read her story. Division in the church, division in her country, Italy, the Pope living in France at the time. Somebody like St. Peter Claver, who served the African slaves who were coming to Colombia in droves by the boatload. He saw their heartache and their suffering and tried to minister to them, but there were so many of them. How could he possibly take care of them? St. Martin de Porres, living in repression because of his mixed race. Somebody like Blessed Miguel Pro, who lived through the Cristero War in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution and who was executed for the faith. Somebody like Sister Benedicta of the Cross, who is also known as Edith Stein, who was a convert to Catholicism, became a Carmelite nun, and nonetheless, the Nazis came and took her away, her and her sister, took her to Auschwitz, and she witnessed not only her own death and martyrdom, but the genocide of her people, the Jews. Or Saint Maximilian Kolbe, likewise a victim of the Nazis. And so many, many more who have gone before us. The solemnity of All Saints is a beautiful reminder that in these uncertain times, that as Christians, we find hope not in political projects, nor in humanistic do-it-ourselves sort of a mindset where we can fix everything ourselves. Rather, we find hope in being united to Christ and following our Lord. For many years, we've had peace, we've had security, relatively speaking. Now, when these are threatened, we are being asked, perhaps in a more serious way, what do I put my faith in? Where do I find my joy? Is Christ my hope? How deep does my loyalty, my trust, and my friendship with Christ go? Hold in your hearts the words of Christ today that he speaks to us. Consider the Beatitudes that he speaks. He speaks of the blessings which are not gained in this life. Instead, these are sufferings endured because of a person's union with Christ in this life. And these will only be a blessing in eternal life. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, the clean of heart, the peacemakers, those persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Do those seem like blessings to you? It may be that God offers us these blessings like the saints who were united to Christ. We too are in the same, in some form or fashion, are being given this chance to go deeper in our union with Christ. And it may be that this union will come for us in the form of worldly disappointments or through enduring difficult times. This should not frighten us, though. It should not dishearten us. Rather, it's sort of a golden opportunity for us to rely more upon God and less upon ourselves or a worldly program for success. God allows evil to occur. He does. As much as we dislike that idea. And we can be sanctified by clinging to Christ in the midst of evil. And our witness can help others, those who are lost or confused or fearful. Those who put their hope in this world can't fathom being content with sufferings and persecution and loss in exchange for purification and some future good. However, the constant and universal testimony of the saints is to focus on eternity, to surrender to the will of God, even if it means great suffering on our parts, and to be sidelined in the present. Now, this doesn't mean that we should just curl up in a ball and play dead or play possum. The saints balance a fearless living for Christ with a radical acceptance of the rejection of the world. At times, the world has admired the saints, but more often than not, this admiration remains sort of distant. I can't do that. I won't do that. I'm glad someone else is doing that. But this can't be our response. This can't be our response. We must say, Lord, your will be done. Your will be done. Help me to follow you as they have. When things don't go the way we want, we're in good company. The saints are those who remain faithful to Christ in difficult moments. They stayed focused on loving their neighbor. They continue to unite their sufferings to Christ. They saw in their sufferings the opportunity to be with Christ. Through the challenges they faced, they became the men and women we know as the saints. These difficulties were often the catalyst that got them out of themselves and pushed them into the arms of Christ. So on this Solemnity of All Saints, we can be inspired by the men and women who journeyed through this life and became ever more united to our Lord. We can take inspiration from them, and we can ask for their prayers. Our Lord will not turn his back on us. He will not abandon us. But it is very possible that he will allow us to undergo a set of circumstances where we feel deflated, perhaps depressed, angry, frustrated, fearful, or other emotions. If he allows this, it is for our sanctification. It is so that we too can become saints. Perhaps we need to be stripped of our freedoms before we appreciate them fully. Maybe we need to undergo trials so that we will seek God's help in a more serious way. I don't know what the near future holds, but I do know that whatever comes, we are given this opportunity to put our faith and hope and trust in God. Where have we placed our trust? So we have a few days before the election. Perhaps now is a good time for us to follow the witness of the saints and put ourselves in the hands of God. We can long for worldly stability. We can wish that all will go according to our preferences. Whether or not we experience these worldly hopes being fulfilled, the only place we can find true peace, security, and lasting hope is in Christ. So over and above the worldly hopes, let us follow the lives of the saints. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face.